This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. And I have to thank my guest for saving my liver. It is former Utah Congressman and current Fox News contributor, Jason Chaffetz. Welcome to Happy Hour.
Thanks for having me.
So full disclosure, you are a member of the Church of Latter-day Saints and you don't drink.
I drink water, but I don't drink alcohol.
You don't drink liquor.
No.
Nor do I on Happy Hour ever. Although people have grown suspicious of my packaging because, sometimes I put drinks in vitamin water or Snapple bottles.
Yes.
It's vitamin water and Snapple. So I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about the Snapple around here. Yeah, I get it.
I wanted to show the audience that I am giving you a beverage that has zero alcohol except for the naturally occurring alcohol and fruit sugars. These are oranges that will be freshly squeezed for my guest. Where did you grow up?
I loved it. You know what? In Arizona, and this was the best.
Oh.
And I learned the hard way that if you eat a lot of oranges,
mm-hmm. You turn orange,
you get really sick.
Oh, no.
If you eat,
I love
like,
orange juice.
Well, if you drink a quart of it at a time, then you get kind of ill. But
did you ever drink alcohol?
In the last 40 years,
that
no.
That was a long
when I was a teenager, I had a couple of drinks.
Did you go to BYU?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I went to high school with
I'm talking like I'm 14, 15-year-old.
My fellow Lakers Pacers went to BYU. First, they went to Ricks College, some of them.
Yeah.
And because they couldn't get
into
BYU.
That's in Idaho. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a predominantly...
I shouldn't have. I did. I almost killed myself. But
how? What happened? Tell me everything.
I was visiting my great aunt and uncle up in Montana.
Okay.
And my friend Ram, he wanted to drink. And
sure.
So he did. And this is back in the old Bartles and James days.
I remember those days.
Yeah. And I didn't
those
know what I was doing.
Those make kids real sick because they you can't taste the liquor.
They taste like orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I had to drive.
This fresh squeezed orange juice is going to bring back some bad memories for you.
Nothing but good memories.
Because you told our producer, Kate, that you grew up drinking Tang.
And, Tang, yes.
I wasn't going to go look for Tang because I think in New York City, that would be a fool's errand.
Don't Google it. Yeah.
Let's do... oh, God, no. Jason. From the mouths of babes.
I grew up having Tang. I mean, it was
Did you sleep
orange
on a Tempur-Pedic mattress?
It's what the astronauts drank.
Yeah. No, I know. Did you ever want to be an astronaut?
Of course, yes.
Did you barf that time you drove to your aunt and uncle's house in Montana?
Yes.
Did you barf while driving?
No, but I'm glad. I didn't know how to drive, and somehow I drove us home.
Whoa, so you drove drunk?
I'm afraid I probably did.
Wow, Jason Chaffetz, scandalous.
Again, I was 14 years old.
Cheers to your current sobriety.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I got you when I did.
Thank you so much.
Man, this is really good. It's nice and pulpy.
Good.
Do you like pulpy orange juice? Because people come down and, I mean, drunk drivers like you, maybe a little less pulp.
I could do without the pulp, but
mix the Bartles.
This is really good.
Isn't it lovely?
It's really good.
Can I
tell
you where I got
Congress,
these special oranges?
Sure.
Right here at Fox. I stole them out of the kitchen.
That makes sense.
I was putting them in my bag. I was putting 5 oranges in my bag, and there were a bunch of younger staffers standing around that I didn't know. And
well,
I was
wearing the orange dress.
Oh,
who's
I'm
gonna
just
challenge
doing some
that?
Produce shopping. Yeah. And they're like, there goes that eccentric lady who's always getting everyone drunk.
Although I tell you, I served in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest disappointments was I started looking at the legislation that fruit juice is not actually fruit juice, you know?
Oh.
Like, you can qualify as juice if it has not even one, it's something like
1%. Less than 1%. I know. Isn't that awful?
It's awful.
That should not be the case.
This is good. It's fresh. But if you get like cranberry juice or something like that, it's not actually really.
No, it's kerosene.
I think it's one of the big lies is they have so much sugar added into juice.
Yes. And that's
this is fresh.
What is
this
horrible.
Is natural.
Yes. You know, it's like I always tried to feed my girls like stuff with limited sugar. But then once they got to the age where they could procure their own treats, they just turned into sugar fiends. Didn't matter what I did. Like, I remember my daughter's first birthday, and you have like 17 kids, so you know this. The first birthday, you don't want to just bombard their system with sugar, at least with the first child. And so I made her a bran muffin, and the frosting was strawberry yogurt.
Yeah, delicious.
Yeah. I wonder why she doesn't talk to me. <It's> so weird.
I ate so many Twinkies and Ding Dongs growing up.
I can't even imagine. I lived off of Hostess.
Oh my gosh.
Treats.
They were good and I ate them all. I had the worst diet growing up.
I loved like Velveeta cheese and Twinkies and Ding Dongs and Ho Ho's and Susie Q's.
In the freezer. Ugh. Yes. I still hide a few of them.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Don't tell anybody.
Okay. So a few Halloweens ago, I was in California and I found Twinkies at the Dollar Tree. And I was like, holy crap. And I was like, I'm going to be the most popular person because there is a contest in the local paper to see who gives out the best Halloween candy.
Oh, and like, Kennedy's.
Yeah. Yes. So I was like, I'm going to win the contest this year. Finally, after years of giving full-size candy bars, I gave out Twinkies. I didn't give out Twinkies because none of the uppity children would take them. Like, ew, what is this? Ew, my nanny would never make such a confection. Disgusting. And they wouldn't eat them. Like, you little
heathens.
They're
missing out. I grew up on those. And
amen.
those little chickies, those little
peeps.
Yes. I'd eat peeps. I ate so poorly. It was, I don't know how.
How many kids are in your family?
So my younger brother. Just
that's it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how many? You have like 15 children, though.
No, my wife and I have 3 kids, but we have 5 grandkids.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's it because your Christmas card is always loaded with humans.
Yes.
I assume they were all your own.
We don't know who all of them are in those pictures, but yeah. Yeah.
You put out an ad in the local paper.
Come on out. And you're running
really
for Congress.
Want to seem like we're happy and popular.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So I need to ask you this about Congress because you said you got to look inside the bills and you realized what was in some of the items. Now, when I was in youth and government, when I was in high school, my first bill was about food labeling and honesty in food labeling, because for people who have a food allergy and they list like could be 19, one of 19 different oils.
Right.
So if you have a peanut allergy or a cottonseed allergy, you could get very, very sick. So there was that little portal you got to stare into. But what about aliens? Are there like 2 different camps of Congress people, like those who believe in aliens and want to see the files and those who are skeptical and they're like, we need to do the people's business. You're all dummies. And where do you fall?
Exactly. Oh, I'm totally. If you're talking Bigfoot, talking aliens,
I
want to see it.
Absolutely.
I want to see it. I'm all in, all ears, all attention. My friend John Radcliffe, who actually became, he was a member of Congress. He's the director of national intelligence. Mm-hmm. All the intelligence reported through him. And I pulled him aside and I said, John, come on. You got to pull these files.
Yeah.
And you got to tell us what's going on.
I mean, they're telling us more and more in the last 5 years.
He won't say a word.
Because they know something. You know they know something. And they're sworn to secrecy. It's like a blood ritual. Like they take you on a mountaintop and they cut your hand and you all got to shake.
They squeeze oranges for you.
And these aren't even blood oranges. Oh, that would have been so good. Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.
So what is one thing you heard in Congress that you can never unhear, particularly about aliens or Bigfoot or something like that?
Particularly about aliens? There's stuff going on in space away from aliens. Let me put it this way. There is a reason why Donald Trump created the Space Force.
Oh.
That is not like, oh, hey, I like Star Trek growing up or I like Star Wars. There is a war, if not a Cold War, but a war going on in space right now with the Chinese, Russians, Americans, and some other countries. And there's a reason why Donald Trump had to formalize it and put some real assets to it. And if you hear Elon Musk talk about it, you know, he talks about billions of aircraft from the United States or from the Earth being propelled into space. You talk about like Indonesia. Wired Magazine had this fascinating article about how Indonesia is throwing up just by the thousands all of these different crafts. And they're going to start running into each other and they're going to start causing a lot of problems. But
I mean, they've thought that about satellites for years.
Yes.
Like if you take a picture of the Earth and the space junk and discarded satellites and things that are of no use at all, but it's too expensive to go up and retrieve it. But at some point it's going to be problematic.
I'm just saying that I saw some stuff 10 years ago that I'm just like, oh my goodness, there's a lot going on up there.
Like what? You're not in Congress anymore. They can't sue you. Statute of limitations, 7 years.
No. Yeah, look, I'm going to get another legal analysis, but I'm just saying there is a very real reason why the president created the Space Force, and it is needed, and they're doing important work. And I'm not saying it's aliens. I'm just saying that there's a lot going on. And because you can't see it, they can't go video it. Yeah. They can't – that – it's more aggressive and more kinetic than you think it is.
Okay, so do you think Space Force will become the more, if not the most, popular branch of the armed services?
Probably. I mean, it's so
if you were
going
to join today, would you join Space Force?
If I could be nerdy and smart enough, those people are smart.
Do you have to be good at math to be in Space Force?
Numbers is a pretty important thing.
It is. I mean, when you're dealing with like projectiles and
trajectories. Algorithms and things like that.
I get it. I'm totally with it.
Had trouble with the Bunsen burner, so I don't know that I would qualify.
Well, you know, getting into TV might have been the best path for you. You're writing books. You're in Congress. You know, you don't necessarily need to light things on fire.
Keep to the elementary things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Have you ever burned anything down?
I liked shooting off firecrackers and
me too. I come from a long line of pirates.
Blowing up lemons, turning lemons into grenades. Yeah, that was fun.
I remember
I'm admitting
watching
some
my
things
brothers
that maybe my kids aren't gonna watch.
That's okay. It's, they don't do that nowadays. Like, that's the thing, our kids are
bottle
really,
rockets,
they're not really dangerous like they used to be. The things my brothers used to set on fire and the things they like hairspray cans and Bic lighters. Like, it's a miracle they survived childhood with their appendages. I mean, I just think about things that
how
they
I didn't
do.
Burn myself by shooting these bottle rockets and
being
having
totally unsupervised. Like, all the funny Gen X reels on Instagram are 1,000% true. Your mom's like, exactly. Be back by dark. You know, and it's like, here you were, like, putting bottle rockets and your pet's bottom.
Just shooting them at things that moved.
It's, you know, but
that was,
I would say that,
and they were shooting me.
Maybe those were
that's
the glory
thing
days
we
of
we would play
youth.
Like army men, and then when we got a little bit older we'd say, oh, but let's do that with bottle rockets. Better run.
I know. Better bottle run. Rockets aren't like M80s.
I mean, how did we not set the like grass on fire or like the orchard that was near us? I have no idea. Like, how did that never catch fire?
I believe there were things that burned in my childhood that I do not know about. That my brothers and their friends, they burn things, maybe houses. They burn like woodsheds, cars, like torched them to the ground.
Yeah.
And I don't know about them. And you know what? At this point, I don't want to know. Because I don't want to be on the hook for any of
nothing
it.
Nothing ever caught fire in my world.
Okay. Well, that's
good. That's my story.
Yeah. Other than the occasional bottle rocket scarring a friend temporarily.
What a great invention, the bottle rocket.
Amen.
And you got to go to Wyoming to get the good stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where do you go? They don't have them in
there's
Utah?
A place. No. You go off I-80.
How long of a drive?
To Evanston. From my house. I don't know.
Wyoming is the real live free or die state.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was going to go snowboarding in Utah in April.
You have the Utah Highway Patrol just watching for vehicles with trunks that are suddenly dragging on the ground, coming out of the fireworks station as they go back to Utah. Oh, yeah, there's a whole
dad.
Industry around Evanston.
That 1,000% would have been my dad.
Yeah.
He lived his life to put on a semi-professional fireworks show.
And that's what you do in Utah, is you find the neighborhood whose dad went to Wyoming and probably shouldn't have. And you can tell right away who's got the really high shooting rockets. So,
yeah, my dad always had like some sort of a pipe. And, you know, he was always, he was good at math, but he did anger.
But don't ever do this because you can really hurt yourself.
He angered one of the neighbors so badly. The neighbor had a 17-year-old St. Bernard. And so they, it was a bunch of dudes that lived in a house with a St. Bernard. They left the dog outside. We were shooting off fireworks all day long. When they came back, the 17-year-old dog was dead.
Oh, no.
So they said that
that's
we...
That's a terrible story.
That we gave the dog a heart attack. We did not. The dog, he lived a wonderful life. It was America's birthday. He gave his soul to the Lord to commemorate such a beautiful
day.
It's
a patriotic.
It was a patriotic dog. So the guy comes over and he threatens my dad. And he's like, I'm going to start... I got a gun. I'm going to start taking pot shots at your kids as they run through the yard. And my dad like lifted up the pipe. He's like, let's go, mother trucker. And I remember watching this, like, you know, I was like, I'm like six thinking like, I don't think this is a good idea. Like, this is going to end very badly. And so the guy realized like my dad was half cocked and a little nuts. And he was like, fine, I'm leaving. And thankfully none of us were ever shot as we ran through the yard.
My neighbors were much nicer.
I feel bad about the dog, but
yeah. Well, but you got over it.
Yeah. Well, you get another dog. Circle of life.
There you go.
Yeah. What's your favorite vacation you've ever taken?
I love going to Africa.
Me too.
I absolutely love going to Africa, but you know, it depends. It, like we used to take our kids to Hawaii and go on vacations then. And I love the mountains. When I want to get out, clear my head, I like doing wildlife photography.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Cool.
Chaffetz Photography. You go to Chaffetz Photography on Instagram.
You do?
That's.
You ever photograph an alien or an alien craft?
No.
A UAP?
No.
An unidentified aerial phenomenon.
No, like bison and elk and bears, grizzly bears. I like photographing grizzly bears.
Oh, well, that's kind of scary.
That'll get your heart pumping.
Yeah.
When that grizzly looks up at you and decides they're going to run over to you.
Yeah. Or when you realize the grizzly mama has two cubs.
Yeah. That's your heart will pump.
Do you love Fat Bear Week?
Oh, I love. That's more than a week.
Yeah.
That's like a whole event.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Fat Bear? That's.
Yeah. Yes. You're absolutely
right. If you
right.
don't know about it, you should know about it because it's amazing.
No, I did a podcast about it last year. And then I asked Brett Bear about it. And he asked him if I thought, he asked me if. I thought he was fat. And I said, no, because I don't. I think he's probably in phenomenal shape because he has a treadmill at his desk. But I love that. So I went on safari with Kat Timpf last October.
Yeah.
Life-changing, incredible.
What country?
South Africa.
Uh-huh.
So I've repeated this tidbit. There are five wild white lions on planet Earth. Five of them. There are only five.
Right.
We saw three of them.
Really?
Yes.
That's impressive.
It was really cool. That was absolutely amazing. But the funniest thing, one of our guides, Trico, wants to come to United States and he wants to see some of the animals here. Do you know what animal he is most excited to see? That and granted, this is a person that on a regular basis sees lions, sees giraffes, hippos, you name it, like leopards. Every day sees that stuff. He wants to come see the raccoons.
Yeah, I was going to say the raccoon. Yes, because of the eyes and
And the little fingers.
The little fingers. We have raccoons in our yard. They're a little bit of a pest. So you can bring them to our house and we can show him raccoons if he'll show me his elephants.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
White lions. Yeah.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. Yeah. Never seen anything
Tanzania,
like it.
Zambia, South Africa. I love it. That's like my. But in Utah and Idaho and Wyoming, you can get out your door and go see some of the best wildlife on the planet.
Yeah. Do you think Utah is better than Oregon?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes, I do.
Utah's pretty cool. Great snow.
Better than Oregon. What do we lose to Oregon on other than Nike footwear?
The Pacific Ocean, salmon fishing.
The Great Salt Lake. Come on.
It's too salty.
That's a cheap out. That's a cheap out. No way. By the way, that the little thing about Salt Lake, nobody goes to the Salt Lake.
Really?
No.
Because it's too salty.
But I'll take
you. You can't enjoy it. You put your
the
face
little
in your
sand fleas.
Your eyes are burning.
Yeah. The brine shrimp. If you go in it, you better take a shower pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
we love our Great Salt Lake. Yeah. We just don't want to swim in it.
It's beautiful. It's a great place for tourists to drive by and quickly leave.
Don't pull the ocean card on me.
It's the ocean. You can't compete with the ocean. And Oregon has the Cascades.
Yeah, we have the Wasatch Mountains. Have you heard of the Rocky Mountains?
I have.
Okay.
I like them very
much. Have you
much.
Heard of the Big
Do you
Five?
Know that you can go
the
surfing?
National Big Five national parks that we
you
have
can
in
go,
Utah?
You can go surfing and snowboarding in the same day in Oregon.
Yeah, and you can go see a guy peeing on somebody else in downtown Portland. Like,
that's three for three.
Yes. I mean, it's like,
what are
you
want
to see aliens, go to Portland. I agree.
Oh, this has been fantastic. Okay, well, I will give you the rest of the orange juice because you've been
Thank you.
Phenomenal chatting partner.
Thanks. I'm really impressed with your pink cup here. Too.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's
it's melanin. Actually good orange juice.
Yes. Cheers to you and your adventures, Jason Chaffetz. Mm.
Sorry.
And
cheers.
To another non-alcoholic happy hour. Few and far between. I mean, every single week. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. Along with Jason Chaffetz, I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.